Welcome to Button Pushers.
Yo.
The last thing you want on your button is
Yo.
someone pushing it.
Yo.
91.5 WMFL
Yo.
Medford Tufts Freeform
Yo.
Radio.
Yo. Yo.
This week, we are doing something a little bit different, and we're listening to Pluko's new album, Colorblind.
Harrison definitely listens to Pluko more than I do. I think I only have one song by Pluko that I actually listen to, and it's something that Harrison played on the show before.
This album, he said, was meant to be taken in just as music and to experience music kind of out of the context of everything else going on in the world.
We're leaving out the tracks, The Lovely One, 17, and Higher due to time constraints. But they're all good. Recommend you check them out afterwards. So without further ado, go.
That's a fun ending.
Yeah.
Right, I'm gonna play my favorite song. Dude, that
That
ARP too at the second part of like the drop or whatever
was
is
crazy. The
insane.
whole thing's that was such a good track.
Yeah,
Because
it's also such a good intro track.
yeah, because it opens up so nicely. It starts from this really deep bass and I guess breathing. It just opens you up and throws you into this world of sound.
It's really hard to get, like, it's not very hard to get that audio effect, I feel like, but it's really hard to get that in good time.
Yeah.
Like, the kind of, like, filters and the flangers and whatever he has, like, automating on it to make it have that kind of, like, stuttered effect is, if you don't have it on the beat, it's really hard to get it to be in time. But I thought it sounded really nice. Like it was off the beat, but it was still really like well in time, I guess, and had good syncopation and
Yeah.
everything. That was pretty cool.
In this place all by myself, doesn't matter who's around. Feels like I'm in over my head. Gotta stop staring. Now, I wonder if I'll make it.
so my head's clear, my feet walk in the right direction. Every day I'm in a new place, somebody testing on my patience. So I need you here, so my head's clear, my feet walk in the right direction.
There's a lot of like fun stuff happening in that song. Yeah. Not just even vocally, definitely vocally, Nate Traveler did a good job. Assuming that's the vocalist and he didn't help that much with his production. But there's a lot of like you said, the bounciness while we were talking in the song of like the bass beat kind of just like going. And then definitely at the end too, he had some of those like offbeat, like filtered chimes or whatever those were.
Yeah,
and those sounded really cool.
It's so fun. Everything so far. I mean, we've only listened to two. It's so fun. And this one was one of the singles he released beforehand.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, because he led into it from the previous song saying, like, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. Yeah. I was like, makes sense, dude.
That let's say this is Blessings featuring Nate Traveler.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
before was Go.
Okay. Yeah. And all of them are by Pluko. Pluko.
But with this one, it was very, I don't know what the groove was. Like, there was definitely the Odessa moments, and you could see their influence on him. Even though I don't think this was released with Foreign Family. But
it does have a very like tropical house vibe to it though.
Yeah.
Like very dum 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 dum. Kind of like muted steel drum type bass effect.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, so far, something I've really liked about it is how, or about all the tracks so far, is how they sit in the stereo field.
Yeah.
They're really well placed.
Yeah, they're and everywhere.
Which is awesome, because it really makes you feel like you're in
the world.
Okay, so now it is track number 3, Rainbow.
Woo! Aaron. This is Quarity Resales signing off. I'm going to tell you one thing. You're damned.
Il était charmant. Il avait seulement 19 ans. J'aurais aimé tellement plus.
Yo. I feel like I had so much stuff to say about the first part, and then it changed so dramatically that I like kind of forgot what the first part sounds like.
Okay, let's just go through this. So, started out, and in the first drop, it was kind of like the first song,
but
probably just a little more nasty.
Yeah.
Like, it, the bass was harder. The chords were a little more crazy.
More stabby, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, filtering in.
And then it started panning.
Yeah, the pan the was insane. Just stab,
like, really hard right and really hard left.
And they cut off sooner, too, so they got that very much, like, distinct.
That was crazy.
That was sick. I'm a huge sucker for that. And I'm also a huge sucker for the, like, percussion changes. Like, whenever a song does that, I'm like, oh, sick. Like, the drop still sounds super cool in a completely different beat.
Yeah.
And he switched it up, like, 3-4 times.
Switched up a lot. And then, because going into the second drop, you get that classic Pluko noise that was on his last album in 16. I think it was in Forgiveness. There's kind of that really rattly riser, I guess, that's used as a lead.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And I feel like that's a signature sound. And this one's crazy. And then he goes with bird noises too, which are ridiculous. And then also in the verse, someone was singing in French. I don't speak French. I have no idea what they were saying.
Yeah, me neither.
But I think it works really well. It reminds me of the song Mo Shalizi, which is written by Slushy Jaws Marshmallow. It's like about their manager collab. And it's for
birthday. You showed me that one.
Anyway, the vocals reminded me a lot of that, which isn't like necessarily what I would think is the most fitting, but I think it works here just because there's a very long verse and it makes it feel a lot shorter and more interesting rather than switch up halfway through this song.
Holy cow.
When it just starts, it's like you're in a radio program or something. Like right now. Whoa.
Yeah. Welcome to WMFO. Maybe that's where we can play our PSA.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And then it's very vibey and just like a nice four on the floor.
Yeah, the beat at the end was so good. Like I said, I could listen to that for hours on repeat. That was so nice.
Yeah, this is good track. Good track.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Track number 4, Your Skin.
Paragraph 2, Mr. and Mrs. Roger Adams, socially prominent young couple, plan to take a trip around the world.
Yo.
That was one of his singles that he released before. He released a bunch of singles before.
Yeah.
But this one's so good. And I realized this is all released on Splendid Society, which is Pluko's own label.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, that song is a groove. I think it's like 106 BPM or so.
Yeah.
Which is really slow. And you can tell it's slow during it, which kind of gives it emotionality.
Yeah.
But it worked really well. And you don't expect a lot of tracks to be that slow, but also danceable. But this definitely was, which was kind of cool.
I like how like gritty and dirty the synth was, but it was such a clean like melody and such a smooth beat. And I think that really complements like what I think the song is about. I don't want to talk about it too much because we're on radio, you know, but like it's a very like emotional kind of like want to be with you song, you know? And that is a very, like, I think the very, like, gritty, dirty synth complemented by, like, the very clean and, like, pure melody and beat really, like, kind of encompasses that feeling really well, I think.
All right. Track number 7. Is It Too Good to Be True?
Stay cool. Holy cow, that's such a like smooth vibe.
I think that song deserves a Shelter music video.
Yeah, for sure. That would be so sick, actually.
This is definitely, I think, one of the best tracks so far.
Yeah, I really like this one. I also noticed right at the end, maybe he was doing this throughout the song, but I only caught it at the end, is he was panning the hi-hats too, which is like, I don't know. That's I don't really see a lot of artists doing that nowadays, at least, or ever.
Yeah, kind of similarly to that, I think one of the most unique things and very effective things in this was the sub and how much control he had over it and how it very much led to places. I'm not a huge fan of the auto-tune on it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning, maybe it's just he's not a confident singer. Not entirely sure why he uses it, but I think some of the breaks in it, just at least with this feel, it just...
In the feel song, it does kind of make it slip into the kind of like the mumble rap vibe. I think a lot more of like a natural voice would have fit the vibe a little bit more.
Track number 8, Used To by Pluco featuring Cassette Tapes.
Waking up, you're still in my bed, but I'm not enough. I'm so in my head, I've been overthinking what you needed. I can see it's not me. If it was, you would show me love. I know I should go, I should cut you off, but I can't be alone. I've been overthinking, you've been drinking. Is it all because of me or why? Cause you make me feel like I never knew anything, but I really thought that you were all mine. Back and forth, now we're feeling like enemies, cause you don't love me like you used to.
Actually just had silence at the end. I was expecting, you know, something French or something radio.
that was good. I that was also one of the what's it called, the singles. That was one of the singles.
Yeah.
But it's a good one. It's just fun, chill.
Yeah,
it's like a summer on a beach.
Yeah, super nice summer vibes for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also like just the like creative sound design. Like, I think a lot of times an artist makes a sound and they're like, huh, that kind of sounds dumb. But like, I feel like in the song, Pluco's like, I made this, and like, wow, that sounds weird. Cool.
I don't think this one necessarily stands out above the rest.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But I think it complements them in a way where I'm glad it's there. I think
it fits the album well.
It adds something to the album, and it's good. track number 9, Next to You.
A fun end.
Yeah, I think this track, and especially the end of it, really demonstrates a lot of, I guess, what Pluga's trying to do now with a lot of these, not one shots, but kind of perks, I guess, that are just like these crazy random these random sounds that are like in weird rhythms, but work well.
Yeah, all of his melodies are like really interesting sound design into very interesting rhythms and like syncopation and like I kind of like too how it like throughout the album it is like fleshing out more and more like what Pluga music is. You know, like it opens like really grandiose with Go and I think Blessings. Those two are both like holy cow, you know, and then it goes into this like, I don't want to say more mainstream thing, but it's a lot more like, it doesn't really feel like he's showing off as much, just kind of like having a good time with it. And then as the album continues, it's like, yeah, I'm having a good time with it, but also it's really good.
So track number 10, Reality Distortion.
We'll be right back.
very fitting name.
Yeah,
for the song. That was so sick.
That's crazy. He's done stuff like that before, and a lot of people have, like, that type of drop and some, like, trap song, but he just made it his own, and it was so good, like, with all these wonky sounds in it.
There's a lot of sick sound design in that song too,
and I think insane. The end of it is also incredibly emotional.
Yeah, for
it's
sure
so weird, and it works very well. I think it's probably the hardest, craziest track so far on the entire album.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, well, without further ado, Where You Been by Ilo Ilo.
Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that at the end is the sound that Facebook makes when someone calls you on Messenger.
Yeah.
That's a nice sample.
FaceTime. I don't know. One of the two.
One of the two, yeah.
And then at the very end, when the call's declined or whatever.
Yeah.
Oof. I don't know.
Yeah, that's rough.
That was a little emotional at the end. I don't know if I want to say this track is the low point of the album, because it's not bad. But right. I just don't think it's as good as the others on it.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I do like the whatever they did with the hi-hats or something so that they like chirp. That was
really cool.
I don't know if they didn't use hi-hats or if they just used like a synth or whatever they did, but like that sounded really dope throughout the whole song.
It was good and job well done. I just think kind of a lull in energy, maybe.
Yeah.
And emotion, in a way. I mean, it makes sense. Like, you're getting to the end of the album. bit of a cool down. Not bad though. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And it fits thematically with everything too. Yeah. All right. So the last one, I hope it's not goodbye, the final track.
Grand finale.
Thank you.
Yo, that was so emotional.
Yeah.
What the heck? So especially good. The like ending, like Morse code or whatever that was. Holy cow.
I think one of, if not the best track on the whole album.
Really?
I'd say definitely top two.
Yeah, definitely in the top two.
I don't know if I like
was it Rainbow, the one that has the like switch up in the middle? It sounds really cool. I like that one a lot. And I like Reality Distortion as well.
Yeah, those Reality are all Distortion. Really good. And I think it, for me, it's between Reality Distortion and I Hope It's Not Goodbye. I Hope It's Not Goodbye reminded me a lot of Drift on 16.
Yeah.
Which is also the ending track, funny enough. I always listen to it if I'm in an airplane and there's a ton of turbulence and I feel like I'm going to die because you know that, like, that dropping feeling in your chest?
Yeah, it's awful.
So anytime that happens, I just turn on Drift and everything. I just kind of sit there and meditate a little bit and it feels like everything's going to be okay. This track gave me very similar vibes. But yeah, great, 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 great ending. Plika's really good at endings. So talking about the album in its entirety, I think this is a really good album. Really, really, really good. He's really figured out how to transport people to this other world.
Yeah.
That he totally controls, and it's wacky and wild and everything fits thematically and is really good. It covers all different genres and emotions and it's a really strong body of work.
He definitely went all over the place and really like explored kind of every avenue of his talent. I think a lot of times an artist will get too focused on like, wow, I did a really good job on like this single or this single. I'm going to try and make an album around that. Like, looking at you, 2012 pop albums.
Yeah, or like Lady Gaga, Chromatica. No, no shade. I love Sour Candy, but not gonna lie, albums kind of the same thing. And it's also not Yellow Claw. It's not like let's take 50 different styles of tracks that kind of don't work together at all.
Yeah, and shove them on an album together.
But I feel like sometimes a couple tracks just stick out a little bit. Like, Is It Too Good to Be True?
Yeah.
But if you had to rate this out of 10, what would you give it?
Oh, geez. My mood is like, so I have to readjust my sense of scale. Not on like the Richter scale over here. We're going just 1 to 10. I would say probably like an 8.
Maybe an 8.4.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like I would like to rate it above an 8. I don't think it reaches a 9.
I don't know.
It's got a lot of powerful songs on it, and I really do like the entire album. But I think, like you said, I would really like to see him go more in depth on some of these ideas. And I also agree with you on like Pluko. If you're the one singing and you're really not like confident in your voice, that is part of something that would have gone really well with the song. Kind of that like lack of confidence, I guess, in your own vocals. And so take off the autotune, dude. It sounds so good.
Yeah. I think.
And it would have been really natural with that.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. If one of these songs gets a Shelter video, then it's an instant 10 out of 10. So your move, Pluko.
He definitely shines through this entire album as an artist, as a person.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly strong, incredibly well done. I think the best tracks on it are Your Skin, Rainbow, Is It Too Good to Be True, Reality Distortion, and I Hope It's Not Goodbye.
Yeah, for sure.
These are fantastic. I would like to see him continue to go deeper and grow and future work. But this is really good. And it's frustrating how close it is to being amazing.
Yeah. Like, it could very easily be like a super influential album.
Like, I don't think this album will ever be a 90. I think it's either like an 84, 86, maybe 86, like 8.6, or just straight up 10, 100. Like, it's one of the two. I don't think it's either. And it's so close. And I think
it was one like headline song away from being a 10 out of 10. I will say, like, there was like, I like all the songs on there, but the fact that we were able to say, like, dude, like, five of these songs on the album are, like, in the upper echelon is kind of, like, there wasn't really one song that, like, really drove the album. And I know that's kind of contradictory to what I just said earlier, where I'm, like, an artist will have a song and then they kind of form the album around that, but I don't think that would have happened here because, like, all of his songs are so different and yet they do kind of share a theme together. That if he had like one song that really like carried the album, it might have been pushed to a 10, in my opinion. It's a good problem to have, though, I guess, that all of your songs are like equally pretty amazing. But it is nice to have like, oh, the Pluko album, I remember that song from that album, you know, and then you can flex the fact that you also know the side Bs.
Also, Pluko, I doubt you're ever going to hear this because you're on WMFO Metro.
You don't check us out. Yeah.
But if you have a collab with Jared, instant 10.
Yeah.
Also, the styles work very well together. Okay, yeah, so that completes our album review.
Thank you for listening. This week's track of the week goes to Jackknife by Riot. See you next week.
Rock your face, rock your face. Well, tonight, I'm gonna walk into a ballroom. I'm gonna set up and burst into song. Touching hearts, you know, and even sometimes some young lady might get turned on. But if her lips should somehow come close to mine, I have to stop her and apologize. You know, because my heart is somewhere out there. Yeah, somewhere out there, out there. Yeah, you know, my heart is somewhere out there in the hands of Melinda. Yeah, and so I called up my brother, cried my eyes.